Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning on this All Saints Day, with accompanied with Mozart's Requiem, as we remember those who've gone before us. I want to point out a couple of things. Because of the structure of the Requiem, there are no spoken announcements today. I want to encourage you to look at what's written in the bulletin, at the end of the bulletin, as well as the weekly email announcement will go out at 1:30 today. The only thing I want to lift up is that this coming weekend, it was scheduled, that was going to be our Cairo lectures, and I regret to have to announce that the Cairo lectures have been canceled due to a family emergency of one of the speakers. So that's this coming weekend. There will not be Cairo lectures. Cairo lectures will come back in October of 2024. With that, let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship with our processional hymn. Invite all who are able to stand. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
and also with you.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. A reading from Revelation, the 7th chapter. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might, be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then Jesus began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Most of us are well acquainted with grief. For some of us, it's become our constant companion, an unwelcome reminder of what we and those we care about have lost. We know that whenever a loved one or a close personal friend dies, the process of grieving begins anew. In time, we come to accept and acknowledge that there is a deep sadness and a sense of loss. Something is missing because someone is missing. Peter, a friend of mine who's grieving the death of his beloved spouse, shared with me that the grief hours are between 1 and 5 a.m. For him, that's when the world is hushed and in the quiet and loneliness of the night. That is when he is most acutely aware that the place beside him in the bed they shared is now empty. I know some of you can relate. With each and every loss, our emotions run the gamut from shock and anger sometimes to deep sadness and an emptiness on account of the gaping hole in our heart. Indeed, many of us are well acquainted with grief. Grief, after all, is the human experience. It's something we all experience. It's a universal experience. It's the cost that comes from being vulnerable and loving others. Mourning is the precursor to being able to accept the losses we experience when death separates us from our loved ones. And while I would never intentionally do anything to try to diminish those raw feelings of those losses that we experience and the pain that we feel, let me just say that there is also another kind of mourning, one that is also very real and very painful. And yet, this one is one we tend not to deal with very much, if at all. All too often, we don't even dare to name those things and situations in our lives that cause us to mourn. In part, I think that's because we don't know what to do with these overwhelming feelings of grief. Jesus, of course, knew what it was to grieve. He knew what it was to suffer and to die. And like grief, mourning is part of the human experience. Not only did Jesus say, "Blessed are those who mourn," he added a promise, "For they will be comforted." Theologian Thomas Long put this teaching of Jesus into perspective for me when he wrote these words. The kind of mourning referred to here, and he means the Beatitudes. The kind of mourning Jesus referred to here is not so much mere sadness or weeping, but prayers of lament over the hurt of the world. This mourning grows out of an awareness of the difference between the world as it is and the world as God wills it to be. Through his writing, Long reminded me of an old commercial that aired on television when I was a child. Some of you will remember this. The scene opens with a view of a typical American highway. As the cameras panned across the roadway, we see everywhere the litter, carelessly cast off garbage and windblown refuse of a throwaway society. Finally, the camera comes to rest on the rugged face of a Native American. As he looks solemnly upon the soiled landscape, a tear falls from his eye, his grief marking the distance between the world as it is and the world as it should be. Today we remember the saints who've gone before us. We give thanks for their life and for their pilgrimage on earth. And we especially give thanks for those from our faith community who died this past year. Saint Joy, Saint Helen, Saint John, Saint Dorothy, Saint Connie. In faith, we entrust them to God's eternal care, and we cling to the promise that they rest in the loving arms of Jesus, our resurrected Lord and Savior. For our faith teaches us that death does not have the final word. At the same time, we must acknowledge all for which we lament, or else we will wallow in despair and perhaps even lose faith. We mourn for the way the world is versus the way God, our Creator, intended it to be. We mourn for the way things used to be, the way things are, and the way things ought to be. We mourn the broken relationships in our lives due to divorce, separation, or conflict. We mourn the loss of jobs, the loss of dreams, the loss of hope. We mourn the loss of what is familiar, the loss of security, the loss of mobility. We mourn for Mother Earth, Father Sky, Sister Moon, Brother Sun, and all the ways humanity misuses and abuses God's good creation. We mourn for people and places being destroyed by raging wars and innocent victims of senseless violence. And as people of faith, we must allow and give permission to one another. We must create space to mourn and lament openly for all that has been lost, even while we cling to the promise that Christ is with us, that Christ meets us in our suffering, our grief, our laments, our mourning, that Christ is in the boat with us. And Christ has been in the boat with us all along. That became clear to me recently when Terry Lambert, member of our congregation, used his drone to circle the sanctuary and take some pictures. And the drone hovered above that boat that's hanging from the rafters. And in that boat is a little figurine of Jesus. I never knew that. But apparently we have a youth director from years past, Chad, who thought it would be fun to put Jesus in the boat, probably as a joke or a prank. But I prefer to think of it as rather prophetic. Jesus is right there up in the boat with us. Of course, it's a figurine depicting Jesus in his long robe. And in fact, I think it was standing so you could see it. And it fell in to the boat. And it looks like Jesus did a face plant. But symbolically, we can take comfort that Jesus is, in fact, in the boat with us. Even as we remember Jesus saying, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And so, in closing, people of God, may we who mourn take comfort and hope in the promise of what has been, is now, and will be always, trusting wholly in Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus remains with us, just as he had promised when he said, "Lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Amen.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation. God comforts us in all our sorrows, so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God. Thanks be to God. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
We pray for the saints who have gone before us in faith, recalling their faithful witness during their pilgrimage on earth. O God, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to share the new life in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to all who mourn, and assure in certain hope in your loving care, that trusting in your mercy, we may have strength for the days ahead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that where this world groans in grief and pain, your Holy Spirit may lead us to bear witness to your light and life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. God of all grace, we give you thanks because by his death, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
On this All Saints Sunday, we remember those from our congregation who have died this past year. Joy Lathrop.
Helen Parker.
John Van Scholten.
Dorothy Kleingartner.
Connie Rattenberg.
We also remember today relatives of Central members who died this past year. Juanita Bond, Michael Buckwalter, R.E. Carter, Jane Eliason, Joseph Esposito,
Michelle Gajanowski, Louise Grand, Virginia Jacobson, James Callowin, Russ Callowin,
Julie Krakow, Edward Mayers, Charlotte Sano, Mariana Schofield, Anne Smithson, David Welch.
For whom else do the people pray? Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend these, your servants. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, sheep of your own fold, lambs of your own flock, sinners of your own redeeming. Receive them into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of all your saints in light. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to stand up and share that peace with one another, including those joining us from home. We continue with our offertory prayer. Let us pray. God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them, that as we gather these gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self, and care for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ, our sovereign and servant. Amen.
God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of the saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with all the saints, with the choirs of angels and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Please be seated. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle, come up to the rail, either kneel or stand, and receive the bread in the form of a wafer, and then the cup, and the individual cups that have either red wine or white grape juice. If anyone has trouble navigating the stairs, there's a ramp here to my left, or simply sit in the first pew and the servers will come to you. All are welcome at the Lord's table. This is Christ's meal, and it's Christ that bids you come. able to stand. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in this simple meal, you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way.
Amen.
Before receiving the benediction, I'd like to provide a brief prayer for our Eucharistic ministers who are sent out the first Sunday of every month to bring communion to those who can't be with us in worship. Let us pray. God of all life and all good, bless your servants and those whom they serve. Make your presence known in your holy supper, so that all who share in this meal may be fed and nourished with the bread of life and drink from the cup of salvation. This we pray through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.